Walker County's Strawpalooza giveaway wrapped up after just one day yesterday, as all available straw was quickly claimed by residents. County officials say 293 bales were handed out at the Walker County landfill, more than originally expected, forcing the event to an early end after supplies ran out. The straw left over from a slope stabilization project was offered free to the public to prevent the material from going to waste. Officials thanked the community for the strong turnout and helping put the leftover material to good use. The city of Lafayette says Traverse Park is nearing completion and is on track to open in time for the Honeybee Festival on May 30th. Public Works crews recently planted dozens of trees at the new federally funded park as final construction continues. City officials say while it's exciting to see the project come together, the park remains an active construction site and is not yet safe for public use. Residents are asked to stay out of the area until crews finish details and the park officially opens later this spring. Consumer advocate Aaron Brockovich is returning to Northwest Georgia later this month to address PFAS or forever chemicals contamination in local water and soil. A press conference is scheduled for Monday in Rome, followed by a town hall meeting in Dalton on Monday and Rome on Tuesday. Organizers say testing will expand to Floyd, Bartow, Polk, Paulding, Chattooga, and Harrelson counties. Political leaders and congressional candidates are also expected to attend the town halls as residents learn how to test their property and seek legal options related to PFAS contamination. We've got more news right after this. Georgia could soon become the first state in the nation to require daily weapons screenings at every public school. The proposal follows the 2024 shootings at Appalachee High School in Winder that left four people dead. Supporters say the weapons detection systems could prevent similar tragedies, while critics question the cost and effectiveness. The bill would require screening systems in all public schools, including elementary schools, and provide additional state funding to help districts pay for the equipment. The measure now awaits a final vote in the Georgia legislature and could soon head to Governor Brian Kemp for his signature or veto. Details on all of these stories on our website at discoverwalker.com. While you're there, you can find the latest weather forecasts, the obituaries, the arrest reports, and lots more. That's online at discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 in Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.